Economists, politicians, journalists, everyone likes to point to the unemployment rate as an indicator of how far we've come since the worst of the recession. In Oklahoma, for instance, we're at 4.8% unemployment. That's down from 7.2% back in February of 2010. That sounds like pretty good news. But ongoing need, especially among the areas hungry, hasn't necessarily diminished at the same rate.
Well over 80% of the food here is donated food.
That's Susan Tilkin with the Community Food Bank of Eastern Oklahoma. She's talking about the inventory of food stored at the Donald W. Reynolds Distribution Center, the cavernous warehouse on North Kenosha that serves as a food bank's headquarters. At full capacity, it can hold up to 3 million pounds of food.
We've had to purchase more food in the last 2 years than we ever had in the past, based on the fact that the need has been so high. We weren't able to rely enough on the donated food. In past years, over 90% of the food here was donated.
She says these days, food moves faster off of the shelves. In Tulsa County, about 17% of the population is food insecure, meaning subject to limited physical and economic access to adequate and healthy food. Drive south on Highway 75 and that number begins to climb, especially if you detour west toward McCurtain and LaFleur counties. That's why the food bank has decided to open its first ever satellite branch location in McAlester.
I'm Shannon Snelling. I'm the branch manager of the McAlester location.
He's been working for weeks to get the new site ready, at first traveling down several times a week, though he's recently moved with his family in anticipation of the opening. For many of the food bank's partner programs, the new branch will replace weekly or monthly deliveries of orders by food bank trucks.
At first, I hope they'll realize, you know, they can order more food instead of waiting for one truckload that's going to be dispersed. Hopefully they'll realize, hey, we can order more things because it's already here. You know, it's not far to go.
Tilkin says it should also allow partner programs to order more in the way of perishables.
If you pick up on a Wednesday, but you don't see clients again until next Monday, you're not going to take fresh produce because you know in those 4 or 5 days it will more than likely go bad, especially in this heat.
So just who are the people who need this kind of help?
Basically anybody. I mean, every place I've been is anybody at all, you know.
Snelling says he can identify with the people who need the food bank. Before being hired as an order puller at the Tulsa location, he was unemployed for 6 months.
That's why I feel blessed to be here, you know, working here and then and let alone trying to help start this up to reach more people, because I feel like I've been there, you know.
Say it's about 70,000 square feet. The branch down there is 8,000.
As we tour the Tulsa facility, Tilkin stops at a sign on the wall that says Oklahoma is the fourth hungriest state in the nation.
This sign was probably made in 2007. And last year, we were sadly ranked first, tied with Arkansas as the two hungriest states. And every time I see that sign, it always hits home that, you know, we're going the wrong direction.
The idea is that the new branch will help change that direction. I'm Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.